But it's not a cheap dish. I like cheese, you know, and stuff, and eggs and milk and grits and all, and baked. It's out of this world. It's good, good eating.
Let's see. Do you have any special names for non-tax paid alcoholic beverages? In other words, things made at home. What kind of names do you have for that?
Non-alcoholic.
No, alcoholic.
Oh, alcoholic.
Things made at home.
Liquor and white lightning. they call white lightning during prohibition times. That's what they used to make up in the mountains and all.
I guess. Elmore, is Elmore County still dry?
Oh, I don't know whether it is or not.
It was.
I believe they went west the last time because they were coming here and buying it and not paying any tax over there, and they need it for the schools. Well, I said, just let them do it, and then it goes to a good cause. Because they tried prohibition and made Capone and all those people rich. It didn't work. There was so much corruption. Because the money was there. They made so much money, you know. I think we even had prisoners here making it, saving the cornbread from the dinners, and they made it in the jail. They looked right down there out of cornbread right here in Montgomery.
That's unbelievable. Have you ever heard anybody call that splo?
Do what?
Have you ever heard anybody call that kind of liquor splo?
Never heard of that.
So you walk
white lightning and corn, they had all sorts of names for it. I can't think of all of them.
Say when something's cooking and it makes a real good impression on your nostrils, you might walk in and say, just
breathe.
Mm-hmm. Or if you didn't want to use breathe, you might say just.
And.
Or we talked about how the sin is just.
Inhale and exhale. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're talking about? Deep breathing.
Just smell that, maybe just. And we talked about some of the things you had for breakfast a while ago. We mentioned syrups and things like that.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever have anything kind of like syrup? Or did you ever have any other names for syrup?
Well, they had sorghum, which is just like syrup, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's any other that I know of.
It was molasses and syrup.
Molasses, yeah, that made it sulfur, you know. Some people eat that on things, but it's mostly used in cooking now, I think.
Mm-hmm. And another kind of sweet thing that's eaten very frequently at breakfast, a lot of women make this themselves out of fruit. They'll boil sugar in the juice of maybe some apples or peaches or plums and make up put it in a jar.
Preserves.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And what else like that do you
use? Jellies.
What's the difference between preserves and jellies?
Well, preserves have fruit in it, and jellies are strained fruits, nothing but the juice. Mm-hmm. That's the difference.
What about jam? Is it?
And jam is mashed up fruit, not the whole fruit, just mashed.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. We're talking about sweet things. Sugar, if sugar, say it isn't, say if it's so retail, it's usually put up in packages, but if it's sold wholesale, it's usually sold
in sack bags.
Mm-hmm. Or
cloth sacks, you know.
Mm-hmm. And what might you have on the table to season your food with? You might have
salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm. And you might say this belt isn't imitation leather. It's
leather.
Mm-hmm. Or if you want to say it was real leather, you might say it's what leather? It's